Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 to 11. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? This way of teaching was typical of the Jewish rabbis. It's amusing and forces home the point with incredible power. Jesus was saying that if we, as very imperfect parents, manage to give good gifts to our children, it's absolutely certain that our perfectly loving Heavenly Father will give us the best gifts imaginable. We can totally depend upon his generosity, as his desire is always to bless us. We need to get our understanding of God right before we will really understand the nature of prayer. If our view of God is as a remote old man with a white flowing beard sitting on a distant cloud, then we'll probably have no expectation that he's ever likely to hear or respond to our prayers. Or if we see him as a fierce disciplinarian who's just looking for any imperfection in our lives so that he can judge us, then we'll always approach him with reluctance and fear. But if we can be sure that God is generous and is always looking for ways to bless us, then our prayers will be confident and expectant. I believe that the strength of our Christian lives and also the effectiveness of our churches is totally dependent on having the right understanding of God. When we're certain of the generosity and grace of God, we'll have every reason to approach him in the way that's described by the writer of Hebrews, where he wrote this: "Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and will find grace to help us when we need it most." Now let me ask you a question. What is your understanding of God? And do you think it needs to change? Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for your amazing generosity to us. Help us always to approach you with confidence and expectancy. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.